Some of them didn't have a barn, and they just have a rack out there and just kept it filled up.
I see. If you didn't have it in the barn, then you just built that.
Yeah, out in the lot. That was a hay rack, yeah.
After you get one harvest, one crop of hay, what would you call the next one, same season? Might get two or three.
Well, you'd have put cotton or corn back in there.
Oh.
Let it lay out a year or two.
Would you ever have a second cutting of
No.
Just one.
Only alfalfa now and got wet. Alfalfa, we'd cut it three times.
What do you call it? Well, after you cut it once, what do you call those other crops?
Well, you call it second and third crop.
Third crop.
Yeah.
How did you cultivate cotton? How'd you get the weeds out?
Oh, with a hoe and a plow.
Did you ever call that chop?
Yeah, chop. That's what you do.
What is chop cotton? Is that hoe cotton?
Hoe cotton, yeah. Yeah.
What kind of weeds did you have to get out?
We didn't have many weeds in those days. We had very few kookaburras. It was pretty clean. Had a little crab grass, and I don't know. So many weeds, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. When a farmer would take some corn, just enough for his family, into the grist mill, you'd say he's taking how much corn?
Well, they'd take a half bushel, a bushel, something like that.
Did they ever call that a turn?
Well, he turned. Each man had his turn. They'd go into the mill.
I see.
There'd be sack one, two, three, four, and on, you see. And you just have to take your turn when you got there. Maybe you might get there at 10 o'clock and didn't get away from that till 4 or 5 in the evening. Be so many of them, you see.
I see.
But I see on the big farm out there, we just take days off and grind corn. Had a great big box, you know, kept it full of meal. And a man's bring a bushel of corn, now you throw that in another place over there and fill it back up. Mm-hmm.
The idea of a turn of corn, then he would just have to wait his turn. That's right. He wouldn't take a certain amount and call that a turn.
No.
What did they keep the flour and meal in?
The meal had a great big box there about 4 or 5 feet deep and 3 or 4 feet wide. Mm-hmm. And they just kept it in there. And the corn had another one full of corn. And grinding days, they just take it and grind that corn up and put it in. They had 4 or 5 of those bins, they call them bins, mm-hmm. and just kept 2 or 3 of them full of meal.
How about molasses? What did they?
Well, the molasses, they had sorghum.
Mm-hmm. How'd they keep that, or how'd they sell
Well, they had, they had, well, in those days they had barrels. But after that, after the 30s, they began to come in with these tin cans, you see. I don't think about 1 or 2 sorghum mills in this county now. One man got elected, but no, we ain't Tate County. But they, you know what now? The labor's got so bad, they don't even strip it no more. Just cut it and haul it in and run the whole thing through there.
Hmm. The barrels are made?
Made of wood, just like the whiskey barrel.
I see, and they have things around to keep the staves pulled together?
Well, they just only kept them down, you know. Of course, if it got dry, they'd all dry and fall to pieces, but when they got through with them, they filled them full of water and scald them and for next year, you see, keep them souring, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did they pull the staves together at the top and bottom?
Just like a barrel. You see now, you know, flour was put up in barrels, too.
Did they have something around the middle to hold it together?
Oh, they had them hoops all the way, call them hoops.
Hoops all the way.
They'd be about 4 or 5 hoops to a barrel.
Oh, that many.
Then have a bung hole right in the middle, you see. Mm-hmm. Then they had one down here where you put a tap in, you know, to draw the molasses out.
Yeah. Did they ever use anything like a faucet?
Faucet, yeah.
Same.
That's when they draw them out, that's a faucet. They put a faucet down to